to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Hi, we're talking this week about staying committed to God through difficult circumstances and tough times. And isn't it true that every one of us faces tough times in our lives? There's great times, joyful times, happy times, but there are also tough times. Being a Christian does not mean that you avoid those tough times. They are a reality of life. No one escapes from family stresses or from sickness or things like this. They are a reality of living in a fallen world. One day God is going to remove us from this fallen world, and we won't experience those things anymore. But for now, we experience them, and those things fit into God's great plan for our lives. God is not just watching our lives to see what will happen. God is working in our lives to change us, to disciple us, to develop us, to be people who know and love Him and walk with Him in His purposes and plan for this world. Well, Abraham and Sarah certainly experienced those tough times that challenged their faith and commitment to God. In Genesis chapter 11, Abraham got married. It says Abraham took a wife for himself. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarah. And it says in Genesis 11, verse 30, and Sarah was barren. She had no child. This was really tough, especially in the culture of that day. God gave them that promise that He would give them that child. And it says in Genesis 21, verse 1, then the Lord took note of Sarah, as He had said 25 years before. And the Lord did for Sarah as He had promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And the name Isaac in the Hebrew language means laughter. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. See the play on words? Isaac means laughter. God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. Well, you see the joyful time in their lives. They couldn't believe it, having a son in their old, old age. And then came that terrible command from God to Abraham to take Isaac, his only son whom he loved, and to sacrifice him on the altar. God never intended for Abraham to do that. And we see later that God delivered Isaac and gave a substitute for him on the altar. But here's Abraham and Sarah. It seemed like what God was calling them to do was such a bad time. I mean, what was the chance that Sarah would get pregnant again at over 100 years of age? The chance was just about zero. Are there times in your life when you feel like God's timing is off? How could He allow this right now in your life? It's so inconvenient. It's so wrong that it should happen right now. But do you know, in God's great sovereign control, it's not the wrong time. You may not understand it, but you must have faith, just like Abraham did and Sarah. You must trust God when you cannot understand why or how this could be happening at this time. You must trust Him and say, okay, Lord, not just I can't do anything about it, but I trust You and I love You and I'm going to remain committed to You. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.